So this is Kirsten sitting in for Mike from Mike on the Mic, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And freeform it certainly is, because you are all probably wondering what Nina Simone and Wild as the Wind has to do with the Big Lebowski. Well, I'm kind of taking some liberties with the soundtrack from the movie The Big Lebowski, because I don't actually have the CD, and it seems that all of the songs or performers performing the songs I don't have access to for various reasons. So we started out with Elvis Costello Watching the Detectives, and then Wild as the Wind. Well, why not? I mean, it is really storming out there. I know that they said we were going to get a blizzard, but I somehow, maybe it's not a blizzard, but it looks pretty bad out there. So some of the other songs from this album include Elvis Costello, My Mood Swings, Yema Sumac. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I actually have some of her music. She's an amazing performer, and I wish I could pull her up as well. For some reason, I'm having a little trouble with iTunes. I think Matt and Matt did as well, so I kind of just switched over to Rivendell to see what was up there. So we do have access there, and I'll pull up some more music from this movie. Dead Flowers, it was performed by Townes Van Zandt, and it is a song of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. So we're going to continue on with a couple more songs from The Big Lebowski. I did actually find Hotel California by the Gypsy Kings, and so we'll play their version and end up with Bob Dylan. And so Bob Dylan's song in The Big Lebowski is The Man in Me, which I can't pull up on iTunes, and it isn't in Rivendell, but there is a lot of Bob Dylan in Rivendell. But you know how it is when you want to play a particular song and you see there are 60 songs to choose from and you just don't want any of them, you just want the one that you want. So I'll just surprise you with what I come up with. And here we are going to the Gypsy Kings.
Hacen su siesta, atacan a la bestia, pero no la logran matar. último recuerdo, corriaste de la puerta, debió encontrar el camino por donde había llegado. El achérrimo portero, con eso no recibí. Puedes salir cuando quieres, pero nunca de partir. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pray. I thought you'd never say hello. She said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Street, a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
He was ready to kill. He jumped out the window cause he couldn't sit still. The Juliet was waiting with the safety net. Said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Well, I remember when the lights went out and I was trying to make it look like it was never in doubt. She thought that I knew and I thought that she knew. So both of us were willing, but we didn't know how to do it. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I want to know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Because I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I was down under the covers in the middle of the night, trying to discover my left foot from my right. You can see those pictures in any magazine, but what's the use of looking when you don't know what they mean? Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I'm gonna walk right up to heaven, dodging lightning rods. I'm gonna have this very personal conversation with God. I'll say, you got the information, why don't you say so? And say, well, I've been around and I still don't know. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore.
side.
So Elvis Costello would like to know about the mystery dance. So that was the conclusion of my Big Lebowski set. And again, they weren't the songs that were actually in the Big Lebowski, but by musical artists who were featured in the Big Lebowski, because I still don't have the soundtrack to the Big Lebowski. And the other thing I was going to say about this movie, and you're wondering where this is going to go, I went to a fundraiser last night for Zoomix. Zoomix is an amazing nonprofit organization in East Boston working with kids online. The exact words are, Zoomix is a place where every kid and teenager can express themselves through art and learn how to be successful in life doing what they most enjoy. And they hosted a party for DJs, which was super fun because they have started their own radio station, 94.5. It's all kid run. And then they did some of their own DJ work there. There were some professional DJs from past WFNX, and then the young people were up there on stage doing their DJ gig as well. And they were performing. So it was really an amazing evening to see such incredible talent out there. This organization is 25 years old, and they now have a radio station, 94.5. But I had just watched The Big Lebowski, and so I went up and talked to one of the young people there, wanted to hear his perspective on things, and he decided to tell me his whole philosophy of life, and he started with, have you ever seen The Big Lebowski? So it was pretty funny that we were able to connect over that. So I will continue on. It's now 10:22, and this is Kirsten sitting in for Mike on the mic. Following will be Sue from Something About the Women. I have a few more songs with kind of a little theme in that I just like the band names, but I also like the music. So let's see what we come up with here.
I got a crush. Copy shop clerk. But she won't. To be known as the free.
Tired of the Mother's Day brunch scene? Can't get a reservation? Try something different this Mother's Day. Race against cancer. Join moms and families for the annual Moms Run in Somerville on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th. Celebrate moms, commemorate cancer, commemorate cancer survivors, honor those that we have lost, and support important cancer research. The fun begins in Davis Square with a walk run for the kids in the morning, followed by a 5K walk and then a 5K run. So walkers and runners are all welcome. And the run for kids is a tenth of a mile, so young kids are welcomed and encouraged to join in. This is family fun for all ages, and afterwards there's a food and raffle. Items are donated from our local businesses. All proceeds go to benefit cancer research through the Claudia Adams Barr Program, an innovative basic cancer research at Dana-Farber. This race is 15 years old, and in the past 15 years, they have raised $180,000 for this important work. So check it out at www.momsrun.org.
voice. I hate to repeat it, but it's not my choice. It's not my choice. It's not my choice. I hate to repeat it, but it's not my choice. So it's not my choice.
So that was my set by band names. And, okay, let me get settled here. So my band names were They Might Be Giants, Crash Test Dummies, Rocket from the Tomb, Cowboy Junkies, Shovels and Rope. You know, you have those friends who they buy wine by the label. I just look at the label and hope it tastes good. So I think sometimes I buy my music that way, and the music that I don't enjoy doesn't get to stay in the collection. But these bands, I both really like the names, and I picked out songs that I enjoy. They Might Be Giants, Sleeping in the Flowers. That's not my first botanical song this set. And Crash Test Dummies are Driver Gestures. Not an easy word for me to say. Rocket from the Tomb, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. I know I cut that one off early, but I didn't feel like I was really up for 8 minutes of 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. But I do like that song. Followed by Cowboy Junkies, A Common Disaster, and Shovels and Rope, Invisible Man. And then before we get, Sue walked in the studio, so it's nice to see Sue. And she made it through the storm. Yay, Sue. I'm going to continue with local musician Michael Tarbox. Some of you may have seen him perform with Tarbox Ramblers. He also does a series in Waltham at the Museum of Something in Industry.
Yes, the Charles River Museum of Industry.
That's it, the Charles River Museum of Industry. A historical site here at Something About the Women as well. So, Michael.
Infamous.
And so I will start with some Michael Tarbox, get in a few more songs, and then Sue will be here for Something About the Women.
And you fell into madness as some men drift to sleep, but your vision reclaimed you on the waters of the deep. And burdened with confusion, you chained yourself to the night. You forged your songs in darkness, they were mirrors filled with light.
7 years ago. On a cold, dark night, there was somebody killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the man who ran the day lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, well, you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when those night winds wave. Nobody knows and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me. An eternity near. She stood in the crowd and she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. It's my grave when those night winds wave. Nobody knows and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me.
I'm drinking water tonight, 'cause I drank all the whiskey this morning. Drank the whiskey this morning, 'cause my baby, she ain't coming home. I'm drinking water tonight, 'cause I drank all the whiskey this morning. and she went. Left me standing out in the rain, didn't look back.
Living.
So those were some of my local heroes. Michael Tarbox, as I mentioned, plays a lot locally, plays often locally, and then has this series at the Charles River Museum of Industry. Eric Royer doing his version of Long Black Veil, probably my most frequently played song. There are so many versions out there. The Chieftains, Roseanne Cash, Mike Ness of Social Distortion. There's just so many versions of it, but I do like Eric Royer's. And speaking of Eric, his daughter Hazel has a new CD out and had a record release party recently and has been doing a few interviews on radio, so maybe we'll see her here on Something About the Women. She's an extremely talented young woman, and I'm so happy for her getting the CD out. After that, Sarah Shook. And I saw her play, Atwoods. And that was her song, Dwight Yoakam. She has another song that I really like, The Nail. But I think she might do a little bit of swearing in that. And we ended with Nikki Lane singing Jackpot. So my last song before we go into Something About the Women is going to be Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. Leaves and Pods, a sweet little song, and again, back to the Botanics.